Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Taro International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Taro.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us on this, you know, the day before, what, two more working days until Monday. It's kind of the way it goes, right? This is our Restaurant of the Week segment, and with us in studio this afternoon is Will Kellogg, and he is from the Iowa Beef Steakhouse. We're going to learn more about that and what the heck he's doing over there and all kinds of stuff, courtesy of our friends at the Iowa Restaurant Association. Welcome, Will. Good to have you here.
Hello.
So tell me about this place. This is located where?
We are at 1201 East Euclid in Des Moines.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there for 25 years.
Get out of town, man. Nobody is in the same restaurant for 25 years, unless it's Babe. Yeah. So really?
Yeah, I started as a dishwasher, did that for a year, and then said, I don't want to do dishes no more.
I know.
You make me a cook or I'm going somewhere else. Okay. And they made me a cook, and yeah.
And now you own it.
Now I own it. Now I'm the man.
That's an incredible story. So tell us a little bit about the restaurant. Who started it? How long ago? And then we'll talk about today.
All right. Henry Schneider started it back in 1982.
Yeah.
He had the pier on the south side.
Okay.
It's a Walgreens now, I think. We have large steaks. I mean, big steaks. You get a salad bar and potato. All Iowa beef.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's called Iowa Beef Steakhouse,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. And so describe what it's like inside.
It's a kind of an old
school steakhouse.
Old school feel to it.
Yeah.
We got barn wood on the walls.
Yeah. Getting in.
All these old antique tools and stuff. It's we don't have a bunch of neons and stuff like that.
Yeah, nothing like that.
No.
Okay, so but you're the owner.
Yes.
Are you still cooking?
I cook a couple days a week, and when they need help,
you still do a little bartending
if I have to.
And still do a little waiting tables.
If I have to. Yeah, I prefer to cook and manage. I don't like serving as much.
I
mean, if I have to, I can do it. But
so what kind of change? I mean, 25 years you've been at the same place.
Yeah.
What kind of changes have you seen in the landscape of restaurants here in the Des Moines metro?
Oh, there's been a boom of restaurants in that time. I mean, back then there was only a few. I mean, on the east side over there, there's still only a few. There's a few more now, though, but there's a lot more chains, and it just exploded with the amount of different restaurants that are available.
I'm told by, I believe it was the Iowa Restaurant Association, told me that we have more restaurants per capita in Des Moines than any other place on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's pretty amazing, too. Could be. So what kind of specialty things do you do there? I know it's Iowa beef.
Steak.
I'm getting we do steak.
We do steak.
Yeah. we don't
Big
mess
steaks, with, not little steaks.
Yeah, so we don't mess with fish or anything like that. Huh?
No.
No.
We have a shrimp cocktail.
No, you do?
Yeah.
Is that a little appetizer thing?
Yeah. That's your seafood.
Got it. So this kind of a place, Will, we're talking with Will Kellogg. He's the owner of Iowa Beef Steakhouse on the east side. What's the biggest challenge to being a longtime restaurateur here in Des Moines?
I'd say keeping your name relevant and out there.
And how do you do that?
Advertising.
Yeah.
I mean, social media has been huge because it's fairly inexpensive. And just keep plugging away.
So who does that for you? Do you do it organically, or have you hired somebody
to do that? I've hired somebody to runs our Facebook.
Okay.
I do a little bit of it here and there,
uh-huh.
But they do a really good job with it.
Got it. And so when we're talking social media, are we talking Facebook and other social media?
Well, they run our website as well. Facebook mainly.
Uh-huh.
I don't see the need for a restaurant to have, like, Instagram. And, I mean, we let the customers handle all that part of it.
I mean, if you're only doing beef,
yeah.
I mean, how many photographs can you take, right?
Exactly. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Before, during, and after, right?
That's right.
Yeah. What's the most requested steak?
Right now is our ribeye.
Of course.
Yeah.
Best cut of meat?
Oh, I think the ribeye's the best. Yeah.
Why? Why is the ribeye the best?
Flavor.
Cut? Yeah?
Yeah.
Because of the marbling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not everybody's cup of tea. Not everybody likes all the fat and stuff. But for me, that's,
the
where,
taste,
that's
right?
where the flavor is.
Right.
Yeah.
When we take a look at different cuts of meat, and you've been doing this a long time,
yeah.
brother, so you got to know this stuff. What's the least favored cut? I mean, I'll let you tell me.
The least of ours that we have, I'd say, is probably of the actual cuts of steak, is probably the New York strip.
Really? Now, you know, that's an interesting thing because I was going to mention that, and I wanted you to say it first.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about this, but I am increasingly aware of a New York strip steak not being very good. Why? What's the deal?
I don't know. I think it's just kind of a cross between a sirloin and a ribeye.
Yeah.
I personally like a good strip.
Uh-huh.
I love a good strip. But
you have to cook it right.
Yeah, it's got to be cooked right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it just might not have all the fat like the ribeye and just not as tender for that size of a steak.
I would agree. We just had some New York strips a couple of nights ago, as a matter of fact, my bride and I. And you really have to watch how you cook that stuff. And if you're cooking in the dark like I was, you know, you really have to be careful. Best way to cook a steak?
Over charcoal.
Yeah, that's it, huh?
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah. Why?
Flavor.
Yeah.
Flavor.
I would agree with you. I think that's – and that's what you guys do.
Yeah. And simple as far as seasonings. You don't need to overkill on seasoning, just simple. Maybe a little garlic salt, a little Lowry's, maybe a little pepper.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Mashed potatoes or baked?
Personally mashed, but we don't have mashed. We have baked potatoes.
No trout. No, we do have we do have shrimp cocktail. It ain't called the Iowa Beef Steakhouse for nothing, kids. Most challenging thing about your job is what? Is it keeping help, finding good help?
That's always a chore. I mean, keeping good help that is reliable and does their job, and not on their phone.
Yeah, that's kind of important, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many people can you seat at the Iowa Beef Steakhouse?
Oh,
roughly how many tables you got?
I'd say we got it close to 60-some tables.
60 tables. That's a big joint.
Oh, yeah. We have three different rooms plus a bar. We can handle any size party. So, I mean, we've handled 5 to 120.
That's a big joint, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're used to talking to some of these restaurateurs that are running 14 to 20 tables, for crying out loud.
We can handle...
Yeah, you got a lot of space.
We got three big rooms, and we can handle... Three big parties all at the same time.
This is a place I've got to go to because I got to see
definitely.
This. I mean, you've been hanging out there. It's been since, what, 1982, you said?
Yeah, that's when they opened, is in 1982.
Good Lord. I mean,
and not much has changed.
35 years,
except
huh?
the price of the steak.
Yeah, the price of the steak. Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. How do you get your steak? Where does it come from?
Our meat comes from Sysco.
Okay.
We've tried some other vendors, and Sysco right now just has an unbelievable meat program. And it's Iowa Premium is the brand, which is sourced out of Tama. So it's they have.
So like it is right here. Huh?
Yeah, and they have sourced with like a 100-mile radius of Tama is where they get their beef from. So
you know where it's coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
Do people appreciate that? You think do they appreciate the fact that it's Iowa beef?
I think yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
about
more.
The Iowa Cattlemen's Association. I bet they kind of like it.
I
bet you are a member. Yeah, exactly. I would suspect that's kind of a cool thing. Will Kellogg, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is with the Iowa Beef Steakhouse, our restaurant of the week this week. Busiest days of operation?
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, got to be. Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be, all kinds of stuff. Where do your people come from? Where do your customers come from? Do you know? Have you been keeping track of this?
Honestly, they come from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's hard. That's one thing. That's a question we've gotten a lot. And we get people literally from all over the world. I mean, we have groups from like Asia and Japan and China and then Argentina.
Those Argentines, they know beef down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here in Des Moines, we have our regulars, but we get a lot of out-of-towners.
Really?
That just driving through, that they've been coming here for years.
All right, so this place has been around 35 years, ladies and gentlemen. It's fabulous. And 35 years, and not much has changed on the inside, you know, other than the prices. Why does it still remain popular after so many years?
Well, it's a good steak.
I mean, you can't
beat a good steak.
You know, yeah, I just got to laugh a little bit, because usually we get chefs in here are talking about they change the menu like every day or every quarter or whatever. How often do you change your menu? 25 years
ago. When we took over 2.5 years ago, we added a hamburger and some ribs.
There you go. And pork ribs?
Yes.
Oh, you guys are going out on a limb there.
Yeah, they're really good, too.
Are you smoking them?
They come pre-smoked.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
And then we've added some steak toppers.
Steak toppers?
Yeah.
Like
sautéed onions, sautéed mushrooms.
You guys are just living on the edge over there.
Some garlic herb cheese.
I love the simplicity. This sounds like my kind of place. It's called the Iowa Beef Steakhouse. And we will have all kinds of information up on the radio blog so you can find out exactly where it is. What about how many staff people do you have over there?
I got about 26 people, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The longest serving person's been there a while? I mean, you've been there 25 years.
I've been there the longest right now. The longest server, she's probably about at least 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of people you like to hang on to, I suspect. Because they know their business and their craft.
And my main cook has been there 22 years. And then the weekend guy, he just works on the weekend. He's been there since early 80s. So
you started as a dishwasher.
Yep.
For now you own the joint.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had a couple of business ventures in between, but.
So what keeps you up at night?
My kids.
Yeah. How many children do you have?
Well, I got two boys.
There you go. Well, yeah, that would keep you up.
Six and eight.
Yeah, that would. Are you grooming them?
Oh, they already want to. One of them wants to be the bartender, and the other one wants to be the manager.
I got it. Yeah, well, keep it in the family. I mean, 25 years in the same joint. That's pretty cool. His name is Will Kellogg, ladies and gentlemen. Iowa Beef Steakhouse. We'll have directions and web links and all that kind of stuff up on the radio blog. Will, thanks for coming in and doing this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. You got to come around the
story. Yeah, I'm going to have to find this place. I really am. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. The Friday edition of the Business News Hour doth. We got shrimp cocktail. Does come up next here on the Business News Hour.